New York, AP, the leader of Time's Up, the Hash Me Too-era organization devoted to fighting sexual harassment, resigned under fire Monday for advising Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration in its effort to discredit one of Cuomo's accusers. Time's Up said in a tweet that it agreed with Roberta Kaplan that stepping down as chair of the group's board of directors was the right and appropriate thing to do. A report issued last week by New York's attorney general concluded that Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. The allegations have thrown the Democrat's career into extreme peril, threatening him with the possibility of both impeachment and criminal charges. Kaplan, who also has a law practice of her own, counseled the administration last winter when Cuomo was hit with the first of the harassment allegations, leveled by a former economic development advisor, Lindsay Boylan. Both Kaplan and Alfonso David, leader of the Human Rights Campaign, were consulted at the time by the Cuomo administration, which had drafted a letter attacking Boylan's credibility. Kaplan and David agreed to review the letter. According to the Attorney General's report, Kaplan told the administration that with some adjustments, the letter would be fine to send out. David declined to sign the letter but agreed to contact other people to see if they would. Other advisors, though, said it was a bad idea, and the letter was never widely disseminated. Kaplan's role in advising the Cuomo administration stunned sexual assault victims and others. Several past backers of Time's Up sent an open letter Monday demanding an investigation, charging that the organization's leaders align themselves with abusers at the expense of survivors. Time's Up should be ashamed, the letter said. In her resignation letter, Kaplan said she had reluctantly come to the conclusion that an active law practice is no longer compatible with serving on the Time's Up board. In addition to advising the Cuomo administration, Kaplan had more recently done legal work representing Melissa DeRosa, a top aide to Cuomo who resigned Sunday after the Attorney General's report portrayed her as playing a central role in the effort to retaliate against Boylan. Meanwhile, the Human Rights Campaign said it is launching an investigation of the appropriateness of David's actions. Kaplan in 2018 co-founded Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, which helps women who have been subjected to sexual harassment and discrimination in the workplace. She successfully represented Edith Windsor before the U.S. Supreme Court in 2013, winning the case that struck down laws against gay marriage across the U.S. She later published a book about the case, Then Comes Marriage. Kaplan also represents writer E. Jean Carroll, who filed a defamation lawsuit against Donald Trump in 2019 related to her claim that the former president raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. Trump has denied Carroll's allegations. Carroll supported Kaplan in a tweet Monday. Robbie Kaplan is my attorney and will always be my attorney. She overturned DOMA, which ushered in gay rights. She's fighting the Nazis in Charlottesville. She is leading the battle for gender equality in women's sports. She is the best lawyer in America, she wrote. Marina Villeneuve, The Associated Press.